Weiter. The Gemara says like this. Ahu Gavra, there was a man. Tehevelei bro, he had a son. Tehevei shomet kipa de kitna. That he used to steal from him bundles of flax. In other words, he was a bad boy. The father had a bad boy. Bad son that used to steal the bundles of flax from him. So the father got angry at him and said, Asrino lenichse olei. I'm making an ista neder now that my property is also to you. In other words, you should not be able to yashin me. Nichse olei. My nechosim is also to you. That's what the father said. Now, Omru loy, Chom said back to his father, or somebody said to his father, V'heve ba'am brecho, tsume mirabon and mai. But what's going to be, let's say your grandson, let's say this son's son is going to do tshuva, and he's going to be a Talmud Chacham. Like then what? Wouldn't you want then that your son should yashin you in order that your grandson should get the property? Is Amalahain, so the father said, Likni, Tadain, true. Then Taka, my son should be able to be Zeicha. Then my son should get it. Likni Hadain. We have a Bab read Sumerabonin, Liknayu. And if he does have a Sumerabonin, then he means to give it to him. So kid to the father said, okay. Father said, if the kid will be at Sumerabonin, then it's true. Then I would want my son to get it in order to be able to give it over to his grandson. So Gemara says now, my, what's the halacha? In such a case, has we ever bar braid Sumerabonin Likniyo, my, what's going to be the halacha in such a case? Such a case again. The father said, I don't want to give my nechosim to this son. He's a bad boy. So he asked the Shaila, what's going to be if your grandson, though, will be a Talmud Chacham? He said, then yes. So the Ran learns the cases like this. The Ran learns, we're talking about now, the father now had two sons. The father had a good son, and this son was a bad son. So when the father said that he's making an issa neder, that the bad son should not get it, it's as if he's saying now that the good son gets it all. So therefore, really, the good son is yashining, is taking this property. He's only saying, though, that later on, if the bad son has a Talmud Chacham, has a good son, then that son should get it. That's what he said. So Shiloh is a such a kinyan called a good kinyan or not. Because otherwise, if there's only one son here, the Ran is, like we learned before, when you make an issa neder that the property is also on your son, lamaisa, the son still yashins you. The din Torah is the son takes it over, just that the son can't have enjoyment from it. So therefore, when the son dies, it'll go to his grandson automatically. So then there wouldn't be any question in the Gemara. Therefore, the Ran learns we're talking about now that the father has two sons. So when the father says that one son I'm making an issa neder, he can't have any enjoyment from me, that's like saying that all the nechosim should go to the other son. So therefore, the other son would yashin and keep it. And therefore, this son would get nothing, and really his son would also get nothing. So that's why we say no. But the father says now, when my bad son will have a son that will be a Talmud Chacham, then I would want him to have it. So the question is there such a kinyan like that or not? So Gemara says, Amri Pumpadisoi. In Pumpadisa, they said like this, Kant Kini. In other words, right now, the good son gets it. He's kind of it right now, the good son. What are you saying now? The good son should hold on to it, that in case the bad son has a Talmud Chacham, then the good son should be makter it to him. That's called kini. The good son is only being kind of it now, I'm not able to give it away. That's not called a good kinyan. Let's see, Ran sounds like this. Amri Pumpadi Soy, Kini Amnas Lachnasu Lakoni. Diafa Gav de Maton Amnas Lachsa Shema Matono. If you give a present, Amnas to get it back later, there it's good. Hosam Shanad Mikol Mokam, Arehu Zechabal, the Shaitoi. At this time, when you're giving it to him, it's his. Or Mishtamish Remeno, he can use it. Avul Hocholayakni Le Lebrei, Kihecha de Liskebu Klau. The father now, to the bad son, said to you, I don't want to give anything. I'm only giving it to my good son, not to my bad son. Elo, that he said to the bad son, if you're going to have a Talmud Chacham for a son, then I'll let my grandson take it. So in other words, it's considered a little bit like the father is giving it to the bad son, but not that the bad son should be able to use it, only that the bad son should be able to give it over to his son. If Kievit Sumer Rabbonin, Therefore, Lekona. In such a case, we say the bad son is not Kona at all. And therefore, Vahach brought the Miley, the good son, Koni Kula, gets the whole thing. To a Kolecha, the high Lekona, lead the Chakninu. Now, the case is like this. Again, the father had two good sons. So the bad son, he said, I'm making this and that, you can't have a German for my property. So Poshut Geret, that means the property goes to the good son. Just they said to the father, what's going to be if the bad son has a good son? So then he said, okay. What he meant to say is, like right now, I'll let my bad son have a kinyan in the Nechosim, only that if he has a good son, he should be able to give it over to his son. So Gemara says, that's not called a kinyan. A kinyan means I have to give it to you that you could use it. If you could have no use from it at all, your only use is that you should be able to give it over to somebody else, that's not called a kinyan. That's what Pumpadisa holds. That's called the lashon of, what? So let this, again, Pumpadisa says that kini, al-manas lahakonesu, when this bad son only gets it, al-manas, that he could give it over to his son, if he'll have a good son, that's nothing. That's what's called, it's called kini. You're only being kinerit, al-manas, with the condition lahakonesu. Or you only have it enough to be able to give it away to your son. And that's no good. Therefore, the bad son gets nothing, and only the good son gets everything. And therefore, even if later the bad son has a Talmud Chacham, he gets nothing though. That's what Pumpadisa says. For Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman says not like that. For Rav Nachman Amar Kini, you are kinda. No, the bad son is kinda right now. The bad son has a schus in his property, that lo yitzuya later, he's going to have a good son, he's going to be able to be makna half of it at least, to the good son. Because right now there's father Yaakov. Yaakov has two sons. Now these two sons, the Yerusha, really should go half and half. So there's Yaakov has Reuben and Shimon. So Reuben's the good son, he should get for sure 50%. The other 50% was supposed to go to Shimon. But since Shimon was bad, the father says he wants that 50% also to go to Reuben. Just he said that Lo Yitzuya Shimon is going to have a good son, then he's giving Shimon a right to this 50% to give over to his son. So Nachman says yes, that in the case that later Shimon has a good son, 50% that Shimon was supposed to get has the right to give it over to his son. And see, old Kini, Almanas Lachnas is called a good Kenyan. That's what Nachman holds. And it brings the proof. Tiho Sudra. There's a Kenyan Suda. It means when you want to make a Kenyan, you give over a handkerchief. If I want to sell you my karka, my property, what you do is the person that wants to buy it comes and give me his handkerchief. So I pick up the handkerchief, I'm kind of the handkerchief. And bizchus that I'm kind of the handkerchief, I'm makna back to you my property. That's such a Kenyan Suda handkerchief, I give you over the handkerchief. Now what happens there is, the Kni Dor Sudra, Kni Yamanas Laknesu. When you give me a handkerchief, I don't hold on to the handkerchief. I give it right back to you. I only have the handkerchief enough to be kind of the handkerchief in order that I should be able to be matna my kaka back to you. But as soon as after the Kenyan goes, I give you back your handkerchief. So you see, that's called a good Kenyan. That's from Nachman's Raya. See Rashi? Ran. To sudra kniya manas laknesu. Dechiyo yiv koina. The person that wants to buy the property, what he does is he takes his handkerchief and he gives it over to matna, the person that wants to give him the property. Is ainu mazakeya boilashum dover. When I give you my handkerchief, I don't really mean that you should keep my handkerchief. Ella, what's the only purpose I give it to you? Shehei loy by kinyan, in order that you should be kinder it, v'chdei sheyitna loy karka shalai, that I should be able to get the karka back from you. But as soon as you give me back the karka, right away I get back my handkerchief. Even so, chashmina like kinyan, it's called a good kinyan. Shal yodai kana lakeach es asoda. Alma kinyan ki ay kana. You see, such a kinyan like this is also called a good kinyan. So here you see, it's called a good kinyan. On this, the Gemara says back no. Omar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says back to Rav Nachman. Oman laimalon. First of all, who told you this? This sudra, that when you give me your handkerchief, itofas lai mitris. Who said that I can't hold on to your handkerchief? Maybe no. Maybe the locker is, if you want a Kenyan Chalipa to help, you have to give me the handkerchief, and I'm kinder it, and it really belongs to me. And really, if I want to, I have a right to hold on to it. That's why the Kenyan works. And once I'm kinder your handkerchief, it's like, b'schus, this hanor, that I got something from you, I mean to be makna back to you, my fields. But maybe, I have a right to hold on to the handkerchief. That we usually give it back, that's the pshakras tam. I don't want your handkerchief. I don't need it. But maybe the way the kinyan works is, I have it completely. When you give me your suda, your handkerchief, maybe I have a right to keep it legamri. That I give it back to you, stam, I'm doing you a favor, but I don't really have to. So then you have no proof that kinyan amnas laknos helps. Maybe sudra is not called kinyan amnas laknos. V'yoid, and secondly, Rav Ashi asks, even if you want to tell me that by a sudr, no, you have no right to keep it. You have to give it right back to me, but there's still a difference. V'yoid sudra kinyan amnas lahaknos or kinyan min hashta. By the sudra, the pshat is the kinyan takes place right now. I'm giving you the handkerchief, and right now the kinyan takes place that the kaka comes back to me. Everything takes place right now. Ma'ashen kein nichsin the hadain. That the father said, okay, I'll let my dead son have this property in order to give over to his son, if he's a good Talmid Chacham, leimas kni, when do I mean to give it over to my dead son? L'chihevei ba'breit sumim rabbonin. Only later, when he has a son that's a Talmid Chacham, then I mean to give over my property to the dead son. But like Kol Zaman, the dead son does not have a son that's a Talmid Chacham, the father never meant to give it to him. So therefore, the kinyan is no good. Like it's called kolsa kinyana. The kinyan ended already. You're making a maisa now to take place much later. That's no good. Lechihevei, when it happens later, hoda sudra lamare, the sudra came back to the master already. So now the kinyan doesn't take place. So that's what Rav Ashi is, two kasha to Rav Nachman. So Ran says like this. V'yoid, sudra kinyam nas laknus min hashtu, klaima. Even if you want to tell me the Kenyan Chalipin works, that I give you my handkerchief only to be kaina, to be makna back the field to me, but right after that I get back my handkerchief, there's still one step better there. Because over there at least the Kenyan takes place right now. Before you give me back the handkerchief. In other words, before you give me back the handkerchief, that's when the kinyan, the kaka, takes place. Is matna l'kaina. That's when I'm matna to you, the field. Because the stam kinyan miyachshavu. Usually when I make a kinyan, I mean to take place right now. Avalhocher over here, halin nichselem is koni l'chi, have a bread some rabbonin. The father only means to give it to the bet son when he's going to have a son at the Talmud Chacham. The mistoma kivun d'loy hekenu elu lakonaisom lebenoi. Since the father is only giving it to his son, al manas to give it over to his son, is vada lohoyedai to shiknem ad oisasho. He never had a mind to give it over to him until that time. To my level, bubentayim, like why should the son hold on to it until now?
All right, turn off.
Therefore, there's a big difference here. But in our case, the father is like saying now, I'll be makna to my son, but not that it should take place now, not that now my son should have it, but only later when my son gets a Talmud Chacham. And v'hi shasa hodra suja lamarei. At that time, it's like a mashal, the handkerchief came back already. So Ran says like this, klemar. What the Gemara means to ask is, kolsa lo'isa kana. That whatever the father did at that time ended already. And it's not chal to wait later years when the son has another son. So ben shiknu b'kinyin, ben shiknu b'chazak, whatever way he made a kinyin right now. Therefore, Rav Nachman diyom k'niyam nas lakna is kono nehi demoy demakna liyachas loyshim yom dlo kono diyogu from a perishes enoflu. Yes, the Gemara said that l'chur was Rav Nachman hold. I, Rav Nachman himself, agrees that if you make a kinyan now, to first take place in 30 days from now, it's no good, because in 30 days the Maisa kinyan is not here. So Ran said, Rav Nachman holds that when the father said to his dead son, if you're going to have a Talmud Chacham, I'm going to give it to you now, what he meant to say, I'll give it to you right now. That's what Rav Nachman himself holds. That's what Rav Nachman says, kini, that the son is kinyanit, al-manas, to give it over to his son, if he has a good one. Rav Nachman knows that the father meant to give it over to the bad son right now. So then it's doyim mamash to a sudur, that the father right now is being matna 50% of his nechosim to the bad son. not that the bad son should be able to use it, only that if he has a good son, the good son should take it over. Therefore, Rav Nachman holds it's okay. Just Rav Ashi held in Svar, not like that. Rav Ashi asked the Kasha that when the father gives it over, he does not mean to let the bad son have it right now. Like, for what use should he hold on to it right now? He doesn't have a good son yet. So the father only meant to give it to the bad son later, when he gets a good son. So that was Rav Ashi's Kasha, that the Kenyan is Kolsa. The Kenyan is not around anymore. And later, when he has a good son, it's too late. So that's the Machlokes Rav Ashi and Rav Nachman. Must like this. Omalei Rova l'Rav Nachman. So Rova now has another kasha to Rav Nachman. Ivo matnas beis chayrin. In our Mishnah, it says the Kenyan's no good. If we're asking a kasha to Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman is the one that says there is such a Kenyan like that. I could give you a present, I could give you something, and the only rights you have in it is that you have to give it over to somebody else. That's called you have a Kenyan, it's yours. So if so, we have a kasha in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that the matonas beis chayrin the kniyam naslak nisu v'loy kakoni. Our Mishnah says nothing doing. That if the son again was making a chasana, and the son had a nisa neder that his father cannot have any enjoyment from him, the father was a mudir hanor from the son. So the father l'chura cannot come to the chasana, because the father comes and eats anything, he's eating from the son. So therefore, what did the son do? The son gave all the food to a third person. And he made it tonight. I'm only giving it to you, Amanas. My father should be able to eat from it. And of that, the Mishnah says, nothing doing. The Kenyan is not chal. It's not called a good matana. Since this matana, the person cannot be makdishit. He can't use whatever he wants from it. He only has it, Amanas, to give it over to the father. It's not called a good Kenyan. According to Kasha and Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman just got finished saying it is a good Kenyan. Rav Nachman says, I could give you something, and the only something you have, the only right you have in it, is not that you could use it, just that you could give it over to somebody else. So the Hura by the Al-Mishnah should also be good then. The son now gave over the whole Sud of the Chasna to Yehuda. And he told Yehuda clearly, I'm not giving it to you that you should own it, that it should be yours to do what you want with it. I'm only giving it to you that you should give it over to my father. So why does the Mishnah say it's no good? The father can't eat by the chasna. According to Rav Nachman, it's a good Kenyan. So it's considered like this Yehuda owns the food now, even though he only owns it, that he can give it over to the father. But so what? It's called a good Kenyan. So the kasha from now Mishnah. So Gemara says like this, that Rav Nachman answered back like this. Zimna normalei, sometimes he answered like this. Mishum desudasai mechachas olav. Like it says, like we had before. But here it's much worse. Since the sud itself, nobody makes a meal to give it over to somebody else, here we say for sure the person didn't mean to give it to him at all. And the Ran says, Sheinodom osu liten liyacha suda shehechen nesuye benoi. Now when the father makes a chasna and prepares all the food, you know what he wants with that food? That they should keep it, his son, it should remain by him. You don't mean to give it to anybody else. Therefore, even though the son now said he's giving away all his food to Yehuda, he did not even mean to be matam to Yehuda even that much of a kinyan manas lahaknos. That's Rav Nachman's teretz. In a normal case, when you give a present to somebody with a condition that you only have a right to give it to somebody else, okay. If that's what you said, that's what you meant, it's okay. But in the Mishnah, the svar is that when you make a chasna, you mean that food should stay yours. You do not mean at all to give it a present to somebody else. And that you said you're going to give it to Yehuda, you didn't really mean it at all. It's a svar where the person never meant to give it away. You only wanted to make a dray here that your father should be able to come and eat. And that's no good. That's why in our Mishnah it's worse. That's what he used to answer sometimes. There's in the Namalei, and sometimes Rav Nachman answered like this, Rabbi Eliezer, that our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Eliezer. The Yomar, we had always said, Rabbi Eliezer Shitter is, Afilo Vitor Osab Mudrano. In the case when you have an Issa Neder, that you are not allowed to have any enjoyment from me, so even Vitor means even the extra fruits that I give over Namah when I sell you something, I always add on an extra fruit and I don't charge for it, it's like I'm not really giving you anything. Still, if there's an Issa Neder, you can't give that extra fruit. So the Ran explains like this. You see, Rav Lezer Shitter is that by Nedorim, we're very machmir. Even though normally, after somebody buys from you 100 pounds of apples, so you just throw in one or two extra apples, you don't mean to charge for it, it's called nothing. But by Yisuri Hanoah, by Yisuri Neder, we're very machmer, we're very strict to say, even those few peris, you can't have enjoyment from. So therefore, it's a svara to say, the Ran says, Helodinyam bi'almo, nakti, tichihecha de machmer Reb Lezer ben Adorim, tichihecha Reb Lezer's machmer ben Adorim, tfei, de medina momnis, more than stam laws of money. Dilu b'dinam momnis, drisas a regular sharia. V'lespe mishum gezel. Stam by dinam momnis, if somebody walks through your property, he's not stealing anything from you. He's not taking away anything from you. He's allowed to walk through your property. Mashenke by mudir hano, if there's an issa ned that you can't have enjoyment, you're not allowed to walk through his property. So you see, the issa and the dharma are more stronger than the laws of money. Therefore, ochinami. By regular money matters. If I give you a present, I'm not to give it to somebody else. It's okay, it's called Yikaina. But here, by Nedarim, I'm reading the Lakani. Since Hilchas Nedarim is more strict, more chomer than Hilchas Mumnis, by Hilchas Nedarim, Rav Nachman holds, you do not say Kniyam Anas Lakness. That was the second Teretz used to say. We learned like this. It says in the Mishnah, Omru Chachom, the Chom said back, that Kol Matona, She'eino, She'megdisha Te'megdeshes, Eino Matona, that any time somebody gives somebody else a present, and the person that receives it does not have the rights to make it Hegdish, that's not called a Matona, it's not called he gave you a present. That's what our Mishnah says. So what's the Lashon of Kol? It says, Kol Matona. So we wanted to say, Kol Asu Yemai. What does call every present mean? Lav lasuya hamilsa. Doesn't it mean to say in a case like this, Shadi Gurus Tisanat, the Shadi the Keeper, the Shadi of the Kfela? Shadi the Keeper means, Tafil linyam dino kniyam naslaknus lakona. Whereas in this case here of the son, where you want to give him a present, only Yamanas, that he could give it over to his son, that's also no good. So Chura Mishnah means to clue when it says Lashon in the Mishnah, Kol Matana, any type of a present when you give it away, if you're giving it away only, that you should be able to give it to somebody else, that's no good. So Chura the Mishnah means to include not only Behitlas Nedarim, but any type of a Matana. Whenever I give you a present that you only have a Damanas, Lahaknois, it's no good. So Chura the Mishnah is saying not like Rav Nachman. So Gemara says, Loi, Atayel Lasuya Lishna Basra, Tishmai to the Rava. Could be the Mishnah means to say a Chiddush according to the second Lashon of Rava. That even though when the son gave the present to Yehuda, he did not say to Yehuda, I'm only giving you this present so that my father should be able to eat. That's Pshita also. The Mishnah means Kol Matana, even in a case when Reuven, the son, when he's making a chasna, he said, I'm giving Yehuda a present. That's what he said. I'm giving you the whole chasna for present. Just that I would like to see my father come and eat. Even such a case is also no good. That's what the Mishnah means to say. Since they hinted and we say, the sud is mechachas alav, it's no good. But again, it could only be by Hilchos Nedarim we say this svara. Or else like sud mechachas alav. Only when we have this new svara, that a son that made a chasna does not really want to give away the food to somebody else. So therefore the Mishnah says, even though he says in a nice lashon, that he's giving it away to a third person, that means nothing. But Einach Nami, Rav Nachman still holds his halacha. And that's Takad halacha. That there is such a kinyan, kinyan, amnas lakness is good. By din amamnis, if I want to give you a present, and the only purpose, the only schus you have in this matana, is the fact that you'll be able to give it over to somebody else, that's called a good kinyan. You could do a thing like that. And therefore, by the son also, if the father told the bad son, for you I don't want to give you anything, I'll only give you a schus and the nechosim that if you'll have a good son, you can give it over to your good son. Slamais, that's called the good Kenyan. We hold like Rav Nachman, that Kriyam Nas Laknois is good. Yehadrin Alecho HaShutfim. What you see in the next Mishnah? Ha'anoidim and Al-Vushal. If someone makes an issa neder not to have enjoyment from cooked food, Alecho is mutter b'tzli, you're allowed to eat roasted food over sholok. Sholok is a machloikis. Some say it means very cooked. Cooked more than mevushal, or some say sholok means not so cooked. It's only meant to asa cooked food at its stage of being cooked. But if it's too cooked or not so cooked, then it's mutter. What about all my koinim tafshul shenatoyim? First of all, I'm making this a neder, I can't eat a tafshul. What's called a tafshul, a plate of food? Is also b'maisa kadeira rach. he roasts it with a soft type of a plate. Anything soft, like cereal, is called tafshel. Or mutta biyava, but if you have a thick plate, like a cake, that's mutta. A cake is not called a maisa tafshel. Tafshel means soft food. A plate of soft food. Not a plate of a thick food. Or mutta bebeitza turmuta, you're allowed to eat a soft boiled egg. Over the last, haramutza. This sauce you're allowed to eat. These things are not called a tafshel. Now, no do maisa kadera. Someone makes a nether. He can't have a drink for maisa kadera. What's that called? They know some relevant maisa rasachas. It's only from something that's rasachas. Something hot. From something hot. Oh, my kainim, I yer will akdera, shayni toyim, also becholam is bashlam atera. If you say you're making this a nether, nothing that goes into the pot, you roast anything that's cooked up in a pot.
All right, we'll stop here.